Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. This is Mix and Match Week here, and I am your godfather of whiskey. I am the one and only, JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
You said that so holy. You, I am like you were Kratos,
like Thor, or something. Like Thor or some shit.
Yeah, like you were Black Thor. You know, yes. Black Kratos. Oh, I shouldn't have Lord. Said that. I should not have said that because now people are going to be like, "Hey, wait a minute,
Egg.
You guys are changing shit now here on there." I don't want
That's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, I don't want no fucking Black Thor. Thor isn't real. And if he was, why the fuck are we still in hell? Is it supposed to be Valhalla?
Real.
Shit, I don't see no hot ass woman in no fucking black and green leather outfit, whatever, whipping my ass. So shit,
nope. You know,
I'd be comfortable with that kind of hell. Actually, that might be my hell. Because they always say like, yeah, well, at least religious people, like your like hell is not going to be like this fiery place you think it is going to be. It's going to be like something, I guess, that like you sinned about or whatever and shit. So like for you, it'd probably be alcohol. You'll see alcohol everywhere, but you can't touch it.
Yeah.
So that'd be your permanent hell.
I got it.
Yeah. Because you're going to hell.
Knowing that for years now. So, tell me shit I don't know.
Well, Cody, today you can change that.
No, I'm okay.
By reading my book, The Holy Bible. These are wipes.
I'm about to say, these are wipes. Look at a bag of wipes. What the hell?
I didn't think you would question it if I showed it to you. Here, I got some new wipes for you then. Here, whatever. It's the new holy book. I love M&M's, Cody. I love M&M's, okay? And I bought this big-ass pile of them. So, which, by the way, I went to go get these M&M's because I went to go get some juice from the store. Because I bought so much juice that I finally ran out of it. And I was like, holy shit, got to go get my cranberry juice. People say I'm an alcoholic, but I think I drink more cranberry juice than I do alcohol. And
right.
So I go there. They got the little setup, the barricades and blah, 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 whatever it may be, you know, for social distancing. I ain't been to a store in weeks. I ain't been out the house in weeks. I've been out the house, honestly, since you told me you had family members that contracted it. And since...
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you, yeah, my aunt passed of it and stuff. I was like, yeah, I ain't leaving. I'm not leaving the house or whatever. So the first time I go out of the house, it's fucking packed at this store, first of all. I'm like, oh, shit, why is there so many fucking people here? Not only that, there's this dude. He's got no fucking mask on. He doesn't give a shit, dude. He's walking right up in there. The lady at the store, she stops. She said, where's your mask at? Now, maybe it's her fault more because she should have forced him to put that fucking mask on. He pulls it out of his pocket, crumbled up like a fucking dollar bill, says, it's right here. I'm going to put it on. She's like, okay, go on by. I'm right behind this fool. He still walks in the store. I run into this fool three times in the store trying to find shit because I never been in this one before. And this motherfucker still ain't got this mask on. And I'm like looking at him. I was like, you know, my ghetto side is saying stomp this motherfucker out right by. Because... holy fuck, dude. Like, talk about being a fucking asshole, though. Everybody in this store got their damn mask on, except for this fool. And maybe he's one of those, I don't believe in this hoax shit and stuff, but for the love of fucking Christ, Jesus Christ, just put your fucking mask on. Why is this shit so difficult?
Takes about 2 seconds.
It is not
two
the most...
2 seconds.
I gotta tell you, I'm sick of people telling me I can't breathe in this thing. No, yes, the fuck you can, okay? Yes, you can, okay?
You can. I mean, it gets a little hotter, but you can still breathe.
You can breathe in this. Trust me. I have three of them. I have the obviously the N65. I got this cloth one, and I got the two of the – oh, I guess I got four. I got two filter ones. You can fucking breathe through these, okay? I've worn them all. Full beard, no beard.
Mm-hmm.
I breathe through them all, okay? So please, shut the fuck up with that sentiment. Just put the goddamn mask on so we can just get this shit over with. Unless you live in Orange County, then do whatever the fuck you want to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Do whatever. I think this was Orange
County. We need to section that place off and annex County.
Why are people in Orange County so angry about the mask? That's what I want to know.
I don't get it.
Like, they are just, like, pissed about that mask. Like, I retweeted a video, or I guess I didn't retweet, I posted because I didn't retweet shit. These two white dudes, they went to Huntington Beach, of all places. You remember Huntington Beach. It'd be a nice little area.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's full of rednecks and fucking bullshit-ass conspiracy theorists of American citizens, if you will. They go around handing out free masks. What a nice deed to do, Cody, right? Almost everyone in this video, except for like maybe three people, has some bullshit comments to make about, like, one dude even said that mask is bullshit made by the media just so they can have a talking point on the TV. Damn. It's a hell of a theory, Cody, I must say. To spread a whole virus thing just to make it a talking point on TV. I mean, I knew TV was boring to some people, but damn, that's a hell of an extreme to go to make a
What's
fucking...
What's up, dudes? We're here at Huntington Beach to solve the mask shortage. As you can see, no one here has a mask, but we brought our own supply to fix the problem.
Guys, we've got a cure for the mask shortage. We've got masks. If anyone needs a mask, we've got them. You don't need one? Why not?
I don't know if anybody has ever explained to you.
Breathing your own carbon monoxide is not healthy, Cody. That's one theory.
Okay.
Did you know that? I bet you know that.
I know it now.
You know what your problem is? I've told you this before we started. Is your problem is you're a reader, not a watcher.
Ah.
And that is not the American way. You need to stop fucking reading and start looking up on Twitter and then Facebook and getting your news, okay? You need to look there. That's where the real news is. Fake news watching liberal pussy you. Anyway. So there was one dude in this video, and this dude was pissed. He was like, man, fuck you, dude. He's like, you get the fuck out of my city right now.
We don't. Why?
You don't?
Because there's this thing called coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah,
well, it's a bullshit lie.
Really?
Bullshit lie.
Who made up the lie?
Go fuck yourself. Hey, go fuck yourself.
He's pissed.
He can sit in my ass, bro. Fuck you, man.
Speaking of that word bullshit, I don't know if you watch that fake news channel organization called CNN. Chris Cuomo. He did a thing about Trump. First of all, it's a fucking crime in the first fucking place. I don't see why people are having a problem with this. You cannot be a government official, let alone the president, promoting another company's goods. Like, that is like a no. I thought everyone knew that too, because I just pulled it up right now. It's literally Article 2635.702, use of public office for private gain. An employee shall not use his public office for his own private gain for the endorsement or any product, service, or enterprise, or for the private gain of friends, relatives, or persons with whom the employee is affiliated with in a non-governmental capacity. It goes on longer, but I don't think I need to read anymore. Like that literally sums it up right there. So Trump was promoting Goya Foods, smiling his ass off, you know, because obviously Goya supports him. So, you know, whenever someone supports him, he's got to show his loyalty, I guess. And Chris Cuomo, he got on CNN, did a little show. He said, "You want to hawk your bullshit ass products?" Like, I was like, oh, somebody's angry, man. Which rightfully so, because it's like,
shots fired.
His anger was out of the fact that the president is taking photos promoting Goya Foods when there's a fucking pandemic going on, and he wants kids to go to school with no fucking plan on how to defeat coronavirus. Sentiments are very well-deserved, if you ask me, because I was sitting here going like, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of pissed now, too. It's like, yeah, what the fuck is he doing smiling in photos and shit like that? And his daughter looking like a hand model holding up a can going to, like, Goya Foods.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, dude, I don't know if you noticed, Cody, but there's this thing called a pandemic going around right now. It's kind of
yeah, kind of hard not to notice a little bit.
The economy is kind of shit right now, and small business, small businesses are kind of going out of business, and black people are being murdered still by cops. There's a couple of lynchings going on too.
That's still a thing.
There's still some lynchings going on too. Yeah, and this nigga is sitting up here smiling with a can of beans, like nothing's going on. Jesus Christ, guys!
Wow, if that doesn't sum up 2020, I don't know what does. Motherfucking smiling with a can of beans.
That's like, imagine, this might be extreme here, but like, imagine like you rape somebody or whatever, and you got called out for that shit, but you sitting up there posting photos on Instagram, just you smiling, hanging out with buddies and shit, like it's a damn good time. I don't think you would post anything for a while until that shit gets clear.
Probably would.
No.
Probably would not.
I digress, though. So I guess the world is fucked. But today's conspiracy theory, don't think we forgot about that, folks. Oh, you know what? I'll save that after Cody drinks his beer. Because, Cody, your beer is going to get warm. So drink your beer, Cody.
Okay.
So
open up. I'm good now. I got my Playmate cooler right now. So we're good. We're straight.
Your Playmate?
Good. Yeah, Playmate.
Playmate of the year? what year? Is that Playmate 2020?
Yeah, Playmate 2020. Yes, Corona edition.
Quarantine ain't so bad for you.
Cold, so yeah, we good.
Quarantine ain't so bad for you then, huh?
No, not at all.
you got Playmate of the year. Shit. Wow, that's why. That's why I hate you pretty motherfuckers. By the way, I just want to say, people thought that the last 10 minutes of you bitching last week was pretty funny. They thought that, you know, your sentiments were, you were very wrong, and your sentiments of bitching about how ugly you were.
No, I may have to rewind that show, but I remember it was, I thought it was you bitching for like 10 minutes straight.
No, Cody. No,
you didn't complain.
No, I'm not petty like that.
Deprecating yourself, calling yourself as fuck. Yeah.
No, I love myself.
My memory might not be the best, but I'm pretty sure on this one that it was you.
No, sir. That's...
You're the one going off. And I was just standing back and listening to go off. And I was like, he said it wasn't me.
Cody, I wish you would stop spewing your liberal fake news at me.
See, you ain't going to make your shit political now. See? You're doing it. You're becoming one of them. Don't do that.
Look, Cody, if you can't beat him, join the winning side. That's all right. Join the winners. people found you to be hilarious last week in that last 10 minutes, Cody. And you know what? I felt sorry for you. I was like, man. Okay. I was like, I'm about to start a GoFundMe for like a surgery for you or something like that. Get your face fixed. So you can stop looking so ugly on here.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna pour my beer while you tell us the Corona theory of the week.
Okay,
go ahead and speed up for the folks.
You want to tell us a little something about your beer before we start?
So today I'm going to be having from Beechwood.
I was about to say Beechwood Blender.
Bottle Logic. Out in Anaheim, good old OC.
I don't know about that anymore.
I say that sarcastically.
You think they're wearing masks at Bottle Logic?
I don't know. That shit's open, to be honest with you.
Shit, it's Orange County. I bet it is open.
I'm drinking their Cantrip Kolsch. Kolsch, as you sure most of you guys know, is a style of lager. Yeah, so you can see that right there.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Cantrip Kolsch.
Hold up.
Cantrip. What's up?
I'm about to trip right now.
I know what's coming. You know, when you do this, you need to put up the X-Files theme song.
Because I do this look all the time to you.
Yeah. No, I know you might have some sort of theory of conspiracy shit going on right now.
How dare you? Wait a minute. Hold on.
You want to look at the bottle again, or so the can again? You saw something?
So you fucking knew it and you bought it anyway. How the fuck is this company called Bottle Logic and that shit's in the can, Cody? Explain that shit to me now, Cody.
I didn't see that one coming. That was good.
Explain that shit to me now, too, Cody. I need you to explain that shit to me. ASAP. Hurry it up. Explain it. You got some explaining to do. You fucking liberal frog, you.
Here we go. Take this. they don't want to pay money for both trademarks, like bottle and can logic. So they just pay for bottle logic and just use cans anyway, along with bottles.
So you using your liberal abilities to say that we should be taxing
my liberal powers.
Press your liberal R2 powers, to use liberal powers. To tax this private industry beer distributing company and tax them like we charge, like they right, like the liberal you are to tax, like how they tax in the rich. Is that what you're saying right now?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Do you then, sir? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna do me. You don't worry about that.
I did me this morning. Shit.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, it felt great. who needs anybody when you got this and that?
Yeah, I'm trying to cater more towards these lighter styles. You know, summertime, it's all hot and shit. I ain't trying to drink nothing too heavy. Oh, but I take that back. I did buy a pack of Old Rasputin last night. So
lighter styles.
Lighter stuff. Yes. Wow. And by lighter, I mean ABV, not necessarily the color of the beer. I don't know if that's where you were going. Look at me. There he is.
There's just so much to say about you right now. Yeah.
You sound and look like one of them hunting the beach motherfuckers right now. What?
I'm just more baffled that you, such a smart man like yourself, whatever, or at least I presumed. You're just saying all the things that you liberal left people be saying, you know? You know what? Your tears are making me strong right now.
Oh, I'm not even crying. Yeah,
your tears are making me strong.
Must be somebody else's liberal tears. I'm chilling right here, baby.
How dare you call me a liberal.
I'm chilling and drinking. About to have my little Kolsch right here, my German-style lager. It's going to be good. We have some good times right here. But listen to your theory. You got another one, right? Or unless you probably want to talk about it, give me a look. I like the Mel Karen look. That cringe. Yes, I called you a Mel Karen.
911. This black man.
This black man. Yep, that's usually how it starts. It's black man. Those are the first three words. Oh, sorry, 911. This black man.
Wow. I can't believe you just said that, what you just said right now. Like, you're on a roll, Cody. You're on a roll, I must say.
I am on a roll.
Last week must have did something to you. I don't know what it was.
Oh, it wasn't me. Well, it wasn't me.
You finally must have got all of that out of your system last week, and now
Okay.
Now you feel like you big man on the chopping block here. Hey, you know what? You want to host Cody?
I don't want to host. Hold on. You know, just fine.
I want my job.
I edit this shit and post it up. No.
You want my job now too?
I'm just sitting here to just drink beer. That's it. And talk about the beer. Listen to whatever theory you got.
Okay, so my theory now, Cody. You done, Cody? You know what? No more
talk. I'm waiting for you. No more talk. I'm playing. I'm chilling. I'm pouring a beer right now, slowly.
No more talking.
No more talking? You fold the arms. That's when you know it's real. Well, you know, you just had it. Those arms start to fold. Like origami and shit.
Where my sunglasses at? Hold on. Because I'm getting tired of Negroes wearing sunglasses indoors. But
no more talking.
No more talking for you, whatever. You know what? I take my retainer.
There it is, poured. I don't know, see it? Got my Russian River glass right there.
Wait, wait a minute.
My rocker.
You're not even drinking Russian River, and you're using the...
so I got a cord. Is that liberal, too? When I don't coordinate? Being too much of a rebel?
There's rules in place, and you just don't follow the fucking rules. Okay. It's just bothering me to a certain degree. I'm sorry, sir. Like, it is a Russian River glass. That glass is pissed at you now. How do you feel? Now, imagine I posted this video up. Russian River would be looking at that going like, I don't want that Negro ever drinking my shit again.
Hey, but that's the thing about craft beer. We're all about sharing. About sharing and collaborating. So I think they'd be fine with it. This dude cringed three times in a row. like someone from The Exorcist, his neck was snapping. I fucking so much.
You know what?
The Tasmanian devil and shit.
I am tired. That's racist. Anyway.
I knew you were going to fucking say that. As soon as those words left my mouth, like, he's going to call me racist.
I am tired of this entanglement between you and me, so we're going to move on.
Oh, this ain't no entanglement.
By the way, I can't stand that goddamn word now.
It was funny for the first 10 seconds.
It's not no more. Everybody using it, saying it. I could give a fuck less about an entanglement, okay? Basically, what she was saying, people, if you understand, she was getting some dick, okay? Goddamn, shit. I don't need to hear these words, nothing like that. She was getting some dick. You know, my sister said that dude she was fucking around with is fine, too. What was his name? Austin? What was his name?
August. Alcina.
She said, man, that dude's good looking on her. I looked at her and was like, Negro, are you crazy? Like, what?
I was like, top hair and shit.
Yeah. Like, what?
You do like a damn troll doll.
I said, dude, if that's what I'm competing with today, holy shit, I'm fucked. I got no chance in hell then, Cody. Gotta let this hair grow out or something like that. I mean,
he didn't used to look like that, though.
I mean, this dude.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing now, but he didn't used to look like that. I saw all the pictures. So I was like, what the fuck he do?
He became one with the media. That's what.
Because. That JP just fucked him all up. His mental health just went down the drain after that shit went down.
I hate them old ass Tupac glasses he be wearing and shit too. Like, he's back in
Tupac.
Like, back in 1994 and shit. Like, I hate them fucking glasses. It's like, I got what respectable brother in 2020 would wear them glasses?
Yeah, well, what respectable brother in 2020 would have that hairstyle? That's a better question.
Well, that's just true.
Hair's ridiculous. He looks like a black Willy Wonka, so I don't know what he's doing.
I got to tell you, I don't think if I was in the music business, I don't think I would make it because, you know, I would dress too normal and look too normal for that type of shit, whatever. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't stand. You wouldn't make it at all because you just be like that dude. Like, oh, this is JB.
He'd be like, who's this cat wearing a V-neck and just regular jeans? Like, what is this? Does he plan on making? Nah, brother, you need to wear a long sweater. Some socks and some funky looking ass shoes, whatever, and pants that like don't fit you but all ripped up and shit. It's like, first of all, I gotta tell you, you look like shit. Have some respect for yourself. Damn, you know, hey brother, but these cost like $300. Yeah, well, that's fine and all. But price don't make the clothes. You should be making the clothes. And oof, I gotta tell you, you look like shit. You know, I'd rather see Cody in a wife beater and no pants on than look at this brother ever dress himself again. And I say that in the most sincerest part of my little black heart when I tell you that, Cody. Can you put the camera down just a little bit?
No, it's fine right here. No.
Okay. You ain't got no pants on, huh?
No, I got shorts on.
I don't. I got to tell you that right now.
I didn't need that information, but thank you, I guess.
That's what I love about doing these calls now, like social distancing and stuff, whatever. I don't have to put clothes on.
I didn't have to before.
I was trying to be nice because I didn't want you to like.
I appreciate that, but yeah. But nobody stopped you.
I didn't want you to scream.
I probably would have stopped you if you did do so, but I'm just saying.
Oh, trust me. I didn't sat in your chair many of times, butt ass naked. So.
Oh, lovely.
Don't worry. I disinfected recently.
Well.
Recently. So, yeah, I love the fact that all I got to do is put a shirt on now and just like put these glasses on and these headphones. So
you're just freeballing it right now?
Dude, you know, hey, man.
Hey, it's actually good for your health. No constriction down there. Just letting the air flow.
Bro, I got to tell you, this is the one thing I can be proud of other than the six pack. Mm-hmm. But I don't really give a fuck about that these days because women don't give a shit about that these days. They like fat dudes or whatever.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere. So it's the point.
Thank you. Yeah. So I got to tell you right here, this is the most proudest moment of my whole life. That right there. The problem is, though, as I was talking to my homegirl, though, because she was talking about like, oh, she's like, cleavage over dick any day. And I was like, I will agree with you on this because for the simple fact, you can show cleavage. You can't show dick.
You cannot show dick.
Yes. So therefore, you would win in that. Because I think, oh yeah, she said she won a pickup contest, whatever. She said with you, by the way. She's because she heard that show last week. And she's like, I want to get in on that pickup contest. I said, that's not fair. I said, that is not fair, first of all. I said, because your cleavage is sticking out from here to Utah. And she was like, he probably got a big D, though. And I was just like, that does not matter. Because how the fuck is he supposed to use that in his advantage? Okay. He's supposed to walk up to him and be like, hey, yo, by the way.
With this shit, I'm going to jail. I'm not doing that.
She goes, see Cody's face on there with a bottle in his hand going like,
Or like,
yeah.
So this is like, you know, or every time you try to talk, be like, hey, so what you doing? You just,
yeah.
So I'm like, what's wrong with you? You got crabs? No, I'm trying to, you know, like, you know, Fred, do that Fresh Prince shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Long, you know, so I got an entanglement here for you. So, anyway, so my conspiracy theory for the week. And what it is, it's a doozy. So, Cody, you knew that COVID was around. You knew that, right?
I did know that, yes.
You did know that. Okay. So, the theory of this week is, you do know that there's testings going on, right, for COVID. You can get tested to find out if you have COVID or not, right?
Yes, I got one of those. Or a couple of them, rather. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had two myself. So, I guess me and you, you could throw us in the pile that we've been chipped.
So, well, wait, hold on. I could kind of buy that theory.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. If it was the method where they stick that shit up your nose.
Mm-hmm.
What about the one where you just, you know, rub the cotton around your gums and get the roof of your mouth and the tongue and all that?
You jump in the
How
head
does that
here.
Work?
You jump in the head here. So, the one in your tongue, I don't know if you noticed this or not, the cotton swabs and little thing that they use, whatever, mm-hmm. those things were already chipped with COVID. They're giving you COVID.
So it's like a little microchip inside mm-hmm. the cotton swab?
Think of it as like, you know, you've seen Iron Man. Yeah. You saw Avengers Endgame.
It's like some nanotech shit.
Nanotech is the future, baby. Okay.
Could be. Could be.
So they're using nanotechnologies, dude. So when they put that swab up your nose, you were chipped, Cody. You got some nanotech.
That one I get, because they can easily sink the shit up inside your sinus cavity.
Yeah, because guess what?
I could get that. But the cotton swab one, that one's hard to buy.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Cody. That was
tough for me to swallow.
You got to open up your mind a little bit, Cody. So this whole COVID
like
thing. Yeah. Open up your mind. Please teach me. This whole COVID thing, dude, is a hoax just to get you to go test yourself so they can microchip you so they can
monitor you at all times. So it's not enough that they do it through the phones.
And
they
got to
get inside you.
Inside you. Because, hey, God knows what you're doing, Cody. I mean, you look like you're at home, but that could just be a background drop.
So in other words, COVID is a cover-up for just one big government surveillance system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's like a James Bond plot.
Man, James Bond about to come save us. I think his name is Idris Elba.
Yeah.
He's already in America. He's in Inglewood.
And that would make sense. Remember, he was one of the first ones to get Corona.
Yeah.
So he had the first exposure. So he was trying to save us.
What does that tell you, Cody? What does that tell you? Yeah. So Dr. Evil caught him. He caught him already. He caught him slipping.
Yeah,
I guess.
No aim, evil.
So, yeah. So this whole COVID is just one big conspiracy, Cody. Just micro surveillance us, make sure that we're keeping in line or whatever and stuff like. And I don't know if you noticed, Cody, but have you stepped outside recently or whatever?
I have. Yes.
Have you felt like a little sharp jolt in your body or something like that? Like, you know, like. A little electric.
Oh, I thought it was just my liver reacting to all the alcohol.
Oh, no. Like a little, like a little shot. Like.
If I have, no. No. Right. I don't recall that.
Huh.
Oh, rubbing the beard. Yeah. Oh.
Interesting.
Better spare some knowledge on me.
Interesting. You must be one of the chosen ones then.
Mm.
Interesting.
Like Neo. I mean, we are in the Matrix, aren't we?
He said it, folks, not me.
That's a long-ass dramatic pause.
He said it, folks, not me. I think we need to move along now, Cody, because
yes.
You are starting to speak a little too much sense.
All
right.
Well, to distract the people from opening their minds too quickly, I guess, or too soon, we get to the. I already been stepping on the shit. So, but the smell is just like a
Neo, huh?
The typical. What was it? Yeah, Neo. Yeah. Grassy. No hops. It's pretty small four for the most part. It's the flavor.
Yeah.
It's super mild. With these Kolsch styles, they're not going to like blow your mind, but they're not really meant for that. It's meant to be an easy drinking knockback beer. Because this one, it's only a, what percent is this? Fuck, what is this percentage? 4.5%. That's light as fuck. That's it. Ain't giving me the fucking, I don't know what the hell that is. Look right there. Make sure you drink these cold, just like IPAs, the lighter styles. You always going to drink those cold, ice cold is the best way. I would say light, it's not light on flavor. It's the flavor is not like in your face. It's more malty. You get a little bit of the grassy notes in there. Biscuity, crackery sort of thing. It's not too far off from the beer I drank last week, but that one obviously is much more hot beer than this. This one, much more mellow. I can see you drinking this perfect weather for now, nice summer day, mowing the lawn, barbecuing, doing whatever outside, chilling, which is what I plan on doing right after this, and head outside and drink some more of this shit, because it's fucking good.
And you feel no jolts like either.
Your face. Yeah.
No jolts in your body.
So, for the style, I'm doing this is two rating thing. For the style, I think it nails the style. So I'm gonna give it like a 3 on that note. I'm gonna give it a 3rd drop. Me personally, I would probably give it 2.5 drops for my flavor likes, if you will. So that's what I'm gonna give it. If you see this, I would recommend picking it up. It's a little, that's the thing. It might be a little pricey because I paid $14 for this 4-pack, 16-ounce cans. So I don't know.
Two ratings, huh? Two ratings. Your Orange County and LA County rating, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. So I think, I would just write a 2.5 drop. I don't know if I'll go spend $14 on this again. That's how much I spent. So. Yeah, I think 10, 11, 12 at the most, I'll probably be what I would do. But it's a good beer. It's a good beer. I don't know if it's worth $14 for the 4-pack. But it's a delicious beer.
Do me a favor, Cody, and turn around. Let me see the back of your neck real quick.
Why?
Let me just turn to see the back of your neck, Cody.
Right. There's a barcode in there or something? What? I'm not going to turn my whole fucking neck around. What is it?
Took your plug out. Oh, interesting. All right, interesting. Matrix, no plug, and
Neo. Yeah. So that's Biologic Can't Trip Kolsch. There you go. Good beer. I like it. I enjoy it.
Bottle.
I recommend it. I probably recommend getting like a single can or two.
Biologic with no bottle. Interesting.
Yeah, Biologic with the can.
That gets a 1 drop for me already. I can't believe that bullshit. That's false advertisement, Cody. It's just got to be. Sorry to be so rough, but, you know, you can't have a company called Bottle Logic and serving me up a can. That's just a no. We cannot be having that. And I take great offense
to that. Hey, to each their
own. I take great offense by that.
If it's good, it's good to me. Bottle, can, don't give a fuck.
Oh, interesting. So you bring up the Matrix. You have no seal on your back, and you bring up Neo. Interesting. All that in one conversation there. Interesting. You're the one, aren't you?
One for something. I don't know what. For something.
Cody, I'm about to pause the show real quick. Hello, 911.
Hey, you do. Yeah, you the host.
Hey, 911.
Do whatever you want.
I found him. The black man. Yeah, the one y'all was looking for. Yeah, he's the one. Trust me. I saw the back of his neck.
That's fucked
up. Yeah.
Yeah. That was one, huh?
Yeah. Return to the show now. Hey, Cody. Hey, what's going on now? Hey. Sorry about that.
If you have some whiskey to drink, sir.
I had to make a phone call real quick. You know, my brain there was.
Driving a bucket. I always trying to bring a brother down. Yeah.
Especially when they're the one. Yeah. So, my turn of events here, you'll see I still have my stamp in there, so you can enter me in the thing and everything, but when you're the one, you don't need it, so that means he's going to sacrifice himself for Trinity, and
Let me tell you that part. I didn't sacrifice myself. Nobody. Fuck y'all.
pretty selfish.
I'm going out. Yeah, you goddamn right.
We need to find out who Cody Trinity is, and we need to assassinate. No, we need to assassinate that bitch. No is this Annihilation?
Shit. It is. That's news to me. I'll take that.
Oh, news to you? Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I got a game for you. I was playing this with the family, you know, long ago, whatever. So everybody got like a little celebrity crush or whatever. And I think my sister had asked, would Cody do some shit like that? And I was just like, not for this chick. She ain't worth that. So Cody, you know, you got your non-toe fetish thing.
Yes.
Yes, that I would accept that every man should have, except for you. except for you when it comes to those clubs where the ladies, provide entertainment and,
extra bells and whistles and shit, you know?
Yeah, there's that part or whatever, you know? And sometimes it's not even a sexual thing, it's just things that you just
it's just sexual to somebody. It's getting somebody off.
To each his own, I guess. If we can't even agree on little things, man,
just thinking about it,
you ain't sucking toes. Look, if we can't even agree as a society to suck a toe, then we're just never gonna agree in general.
No.
So, Cody, would you just annihilate him?
No.
Wow, interesting. So, my mother has like a boner for Bruno Mars.
Oh, you ain't telling me that.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Even I was blown away, but I was just like, Bruno, what?
Okay, Bruno Mars.
I was like, oh, so you like some like fake Hawaiian looking little dude? I got you.
Oompa Loompa looking motherfucker?
Yeah.
Where the, I don't know what the hell he is.
With their fucking 1980s Purple Rain haircut and shit. I mean, yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. I mean, he's a decent looking dude, I guess. I mean, he's fine. He got talent and shit. I understand that. And so I was threw it out there. I was like, so would you suck his toes? She was like, I ain't sucking nobody's fucking toes. I respect that you can like someone as or talking about how bad you want to, you know, get down with somebody, but you ain't willing to go that
there's
far.
A limit. Yeah, there's a limit.
I can tell you this right now. I'd have to think about it. If it was Christina Milian, I'd be like, wow, shit.
I'm sure you would pause.
Oh yeah, it'd be a long ass pause too. It'd be like, well, is it gonna get any better than this? I mean, it's like, gotta, like my life will flash before my eyes.
That's funny. I was thinking back to how Megan Fox, you know, she was supposedly one of the hottest women in the world at one point.
Yeah.
Still fine. Remember everybody pointed out that one flaw she had, that toe thumb.
Oh, I loved it. I love that toe thumb. That opens up opportunities for guys like me or whatever. Like,
that's the better question. Like, would you suck the toe? Would you suck that toe thumb?
Hell yeah, shit, in a fucking heartbeat. Dude.
It's not the foot, so that's kind of
like she. I've seen her in person. She looks really older. I gotta tell you, like she does not look as
Well, I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, you, that camera does one.
Hey, I said sorry. It was. That TMNT sequel.
Yeah, those movies, them cameras are high and some shit. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you that right now. In person?
Really?
Look, trust me, for me, it ain't that bad. I'm like, yeah, but it's like,
she's obtainable, what you're saying.
I hope so, shit. You know, I feel like she would look at me and be like, oh, shoe fly, shoot, get out of here. But, you know, that at least that gives me a percentage to say, well, fuck you and that toe thumb. At least I got two working thumbs here, you know?
Yeah, my thumbs look normal.
Yeah, so, you know, I appreciate, as I've said this many of times, women of that caliber of hotness to have a deficiency, or whatever the hell you may call that.
That one flaw.
You gotta have that one flaw or whatever, because it opens up opportunities. And I'm all about opportunities for guys that look like this. Okay, when you look when you look like me.
You're an opportunist.
Damn straight. And when you look like me, you got to have an opportunity come your way. So I ain't getting by my looks. That's for damn sure. So come on now. So for me to see her toe thumbs, I look at that and go like,
God was fair. I don't know what he did about me, but, you know.
I guess he made my credit.
Shut the window and make it your ass.
I guess he made my credit. They're probably saying, oh, your credit is amazing. I was just like, yeah, me and like another million part of the country too. So it's like, you know, like, ain't like that's a significant, like, you know, like, hey, man, you know. There's only 10 people that got a credit over 750, you know? Like,
yeah, it's not like that shit was given to you to make that shit happen.
I had to work. Cody, this is why you're my co-host. You're on my side. Hey, represent then, Coach. You represent.
Yeah.
You my war machine, baby. Come on now. Yeah, Warhammer. Yeah. Whatever Terrence Howard calls it.
Psychic, okay. That's, all right, yeah, we're going to do psychics. War machine's not the worst. I'll take War Machine.
Cody, he lived.
Yeah, he's still alive. He is still alive.
He lived. Unlike Batman sidekicks now.
That's true.
Them motherfuckers don't make it out too long.
Yeah, they don't make it out too long and become bitches. If you play Arkham Knight, they become bitches.
Exactly. And last time I checked, Warhammer, Cody, as Terrence Howard calls him. Warhammer was a very. Remember when he's calling that shit Warhammer?
Yeah, man. About to play Warhammer and Iron Man 2, man. That's what that sequence is. Iron Man 1 saying next time.
Terrence, we know.
I'm just letting you know again.
It's War Machine, Mr. Howard. That's what I said, bitch. Okay, Warhammer. Okay, damn. What the fuck is wrong with your ears? Shit, you ain't listening.
Did I ever tell you the story about how my buddy, he was a Lyft Uber driver for a little while?
No.
And around the time when I think it was Infinity War Endgame was coming out, he had Terrence Howard as a customer. He picked up Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And they were driving past, they were in LA, of course. They were driving past an Avengers Endgame billboard, I believe.
Yeah.
And Terrence Howard looked up and said, "Man, fuck that movie. How was supposed to be that motherfucker?" I swear to God. True story.
Well, shit, he makes it public that he hates that franchise. Yeah. He's just like, you don't know. Terrence Howard bitched that he should make more money than Robert Downey Jr. in that movie. Like, brother,
I'm just picturing the entire ride being quiet, and the one thing he says throughout the entire ride
is when
he
drives past that movie, man. You think at his house he's got like Photoshop photos of Don Cheadle?
He probably does.
You know him and Don Cheadle are
No, friends. He has Photoshop photos of himself.
As armor. Yeah, yeah. You know him and Don Cheadle are friends in real life too. Like,
oh, you know that was tough to swallow.
He was
salty as fuck for a while,
dude. Could you imagine like if Don Cheadle, like, because you know they keep that shit secret. Don Cheadle's at his house, right? And Terrence is telling him the story. He's like, man, can you believe this shit? They didn't want to pay me the extra money that I wanted and use my name. I was the one that helped him get that job. They should pay me more money, right? And then Don Cheadle's like sitting there, and he's like, so what happened? He's like, I walked out on that bitch, man. I don't need their money. And Don Cheadle looked at him and go like, you know I got offered the part, right? Oh, that's cool, baby. That's cool, whatever. Let me go get you a drink real quick, whatever, and shit. All you hear in the background, this charcoal ass motherfucker.
Yeah. He did all right for himself. Yeah, he had the show Empire for a while. That was popular for a while, but there ain't no fucking Avengers. Empire sure as hell ain't no fucking Avengers.
I feel like it got popular because of Taraji. I never hear his name get brought up on that show. But I'm sure it was his
crew. Yeah, it's mostly Taraji. Yeah, you're right.
But he was the main character in it, right? I mean, I never watched it, so I can. He was one of the main leads, whatever.
I didn't really watch it either, but he's the main character.
And that show went on for what, like 4 or 5 years, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean,
it was highly successful.
Look, this ain't no Marvel, but like what is now, you know? Marvel's
man.
Like. Marvel's
a freaking. Hey, he did bad, you know what I mean?
I mean, come on, he ain't did bad. I mean, what did bad for him? I mean, let's be real. He probably would have got fired anyway. Because remember those accusations came out, him beating on his ex-wife and shit. So, yeah, let's be real about this. How long you think he would have stayed anyway?
Yeah, that's true.
Because remember, there was a whole court. Remember, didn't he even admit to doing it in court? And he was just like, he had this look on his face in court, like,
did he?
So the it wasn't even a rumor. He admitted, like, oh, he was so angry he kicked the door down where she lived or whatever shit because she had the door locked because I think back in the Spill days, they even Corey and them made fun of this shit too, because like he called his wife to unlock the door, and when he got there, it wasn't unlocked, so he got mad and kicked the door. I was like, yeah, I think he would have been fine. I kind of think they would. It was like,
yeah,
it was one of those news stories people that like wasn't swept under the rug. Like he, I think he, part of him even embraced it, so it was just like out there. And so it's like, it's like maybe that's why his movie career really didn't go nowhere after that, kind of, and he just stick with that show and TV mainly, because he really didn't do any movies. He did that movie with Colin Farrell, remember? Dead Man Down, I believe it was called.
Yeah. How the fuck do I remember that? Yeah.
Because I reviewed it.
What the fuck, yeah?
Because I reviewed it in his voice the whole time. He sat there crying the whole time, like,
God.
Man, let me tell you something, man.
Dude, that is a great trivia question right there. Did Colin Farrell and Terrence Howard ever start a movie together? Sure enough, they have.
Look, when you review movies for 7 fucking years, remember, I never watched movies before reviewing them, neither. I wasn't a big movie dude or anything like that. Right. I acknowledged myself on, you know, watching a lot of these movies that people call classics. And not to mention, while I was reviewing movies, I had literally seen every fucking movie that came out of that shit. So this is why, in a movie trivia, why the fuck am I not in it? Okay. like this is just ridiculous. It's like,
yeah, no, no followers.
I don't have a YouTube following, Cody. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Then you don't know anybody personally from that circle.
Oh yeah, I haven't kissed anybody.
Oh yeah, and you're not Chris Jericho and or Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith is the most untalented motherfucker ever to step foot in Hollywood. Like, like what?
Hey, I like Chasing Amy. That's about it.
One movie out of 7. Shit. I was like, what? It's like, this dude, like, you can get lucky one time, Cody. I mean, come on. 7's your favorite, at least. Yeah. Come on. Have you seen his recent movies? I know you have.
Let's not get on that.
Yeah, Tusk and Yoga Hosers.
Oh.
Them ain't just worst movies in general. Them are some of the worst movies in cinema.
Worst movie in the history of cinema. Yeah. Like,
yes. Those are like in top 20s. Okay.
Easy.
Without a doubt. Only thing Yoga that tops. Hoses.
Oh.
Yoga Hoses was worse. It was worse. He doubled down or whatever with his non acting ass daughter. You're like, Jesus Christ. It's Johnny Depp's daughter, too, right? I think it was Johnny Depp's daughter. Yeah, it was his daughter. Johnny Depp's daughter and Kevin Smith's daughter, because they're like good friends in real life, whatever. Look, Johnny Depp, just stick to Amber Heard and you beating your ass, whatever. We don't need to see no more of your daughter acting ever again. Like, that's a no-no.
Yeah, we're good. We're fine.
I never need to see that ever again in my life, whatever. The only thing that can top that is like a Marlon Wayans film or a religious film.
Yeah, those only two. That's about it.
Other than that, I don't know how you couldn't put that in there. But people will sit up here for the life of me. Kevin Smith is one of the finest directors out there. It's like, are you serious? Like, what? Are you for real, bitch? All right, let's get this whiskey now. Yeah. So what I'm holding here is, I was going to say, I ain't opening this shit. Fuck that. I was like, I'm about to resell this motherfucker. I looked it up and it said it was like worth like, people selling it for like $400 or $500 at stores. And I was like, damn. I paid like a little bit under $200 for it. And what I'm talking about right here is I'm talking about that Orphan Barrel lineup here. I got the Orphan Barrel Rhetoric 24-year-old. Now, if you know anything about Orphan Barrel, they have their lineup from the 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You can buy that whole set in a little gift package for, I just looked it up right now, for $3,000. Because like each of these bottles are like 200 plus, I guess, if you will. The last time I had these, it's been a while since I've had these, but they didn't taste like $400 to me. So, but shit, maybe I should not open this. I'll resell the fuck out of that. I'd be like, yeah, baby, $600, baby. Yeah, you know, shit. I gotta earn that Cavalon money back, baby.
There you go.
So, we got 24-year-old Orphan Barrel here. Gonna go ahead and pop this open. Not open either. So, we're cracking the seal on this bad boy, you know? Cody's about to check back into the Matrix right now.
I better crack me open another beer, actually.
Alcoholic.
It's
a weekend.
That's his way of how he checks into the Matrix. Mm-hmm. Opens beer bottles.
I still have one of these. Remember that one? Look familiar?
No. And no.
Fuck you. Suck my dick, bitch. Fuck you.
Well, whip it out and present it to me then. Come on now. So this one is 91. This is 91 proof. Obviously, 45.5 ABV, standard bourbon percentage here. I believe it's got like 80% corn, maybe a little bit higher. I'm blanking. I know it's got like 5%, 6% rye in it. And I think I got this bottle for 160. I think it was 160. So
that ain't shit.
It really ain't shit. Oh, if it tastes like shit, then it is shit.
Oh, yeah. So I'm assuming it doesn't.
Yeah, that's questionable. there's certain things about whiskey here. Is it worth $160 fucking dollars? Probably not. Is it worth $400? That's a hell big to the big no. I always love it how like mediocre whiskey is like in the $400 range and shit. And they're like, what the fuck? Who the fuck would spend $400? And then I look online and go like, oh, these many people would spend $400. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Speaking on that, I got a question to ask you after you're done doing your thing.
Yeah, that was a light ass cork pop. That shit just slid right. It was like a. That was like the smoothest fucking. Like man, just doop. Didn't even make a noise or nothing. I was just like, let me go.
Because I'm trying to buy a well priced bottle soon of whiskey just to have some at the house.
Yeah, because you ain't going nowhere besides the Matrix.
Yeah. Something simple. I want something good, but price well. Something within, I'll say $200 at the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you are more of a single malt kind of guy, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. You prefer that over bourbon, per se. You prefer that over rye as well. So if I were you, I would stick in the single malt area. And if you're going 200, man, spend 209, take yourself the Total Wine and More, and get you the Glenmorangie Signet.
Glenmorangie Signet? Yeah. That's the move right there?
Okay. I think I let you sip like what was left of mine at one time.
Oh, okay, I do kind of remember that.
Remember that heavy-ass bottle of Glenmorangie? Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, it comes in a nice box set. It's findable. You can find it. It's $209. It's funny enough, BevMo sells this shit for $289. This is why BevMo can suck a dick. See? Exactly why BevMo can suck my dick.
Dick, you'll fuck yourselves.
$289? I remember I saw that in Pasadena, and I was just like, what kind of shit is this? Like, this shit is $209 everywhere else except for fucking BevMo.
It's crazy because during this whole quarantine area, I'm actually looking for shit to spend money on.
Yeah.
I'm saving so much fucking money. I'm like, I gotta spend this shit on something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good problem to have, you know what I mean?
That's all I've been doing since quarantine. You know, it's just been like, man, I got so much extra cash. Well, I was already spending that shit anyway, so I guess I got no excuse.
Yeah.
But, so I would go Glenmorangie Signet. $209.
Okay.
If you want to get two bottles in, you can go Glenmorangie 18-year-old, which is $109, and you can get two of those bottles. Think about that now. You could get yourself a lower end Cavalon bottle. You can get a Cavalon. I saw one at Total. You can get an ex bourbon cask for about $200, or you can get a lower end sherry cask for about $134. You could go. Trying to think more. You can get you a Dalmore cigar malt.
Ooh, Dalmore.
That's a really good one. We
had one. That was pretty good.
Yeah, we had the King Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the higher end one. So I like those more than the actual age statement by Dalmore. Right,
so Glenmorangie Signet 18.
Yes.
Lorraine Cab. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Right. I like the, because I went to a Dalmore, me and you went to a Dalmore tasting. I love the non-age statement Dalmore more than the actual statement. I just did not like 15-year-old whiskey. I don't know what it is. I didn't like the 15-year-old. I was like, it's not that
good. Yeah, man. That's funny you mentioned it, because most of the that we had on the show, they haven't been great. Well, I can't think of one that stood out, 15, that we've had.
The only one that I know for sure that we had on the show, and I've killed that bottle. I've had two kill that bottle. Was the Red Spot. Red Spot 15-year-old.
Yeah, that's an exception. Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of that was a 15-year-old that I
actually otherwise 15 is like, man. You know what I mean?
I read
a 12 or 18 or even a 10-year-old, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, I think we first started off, obviously we had the Red Spot first, but I think we had the Red Breast 15-year-old. And we had that with the whole lineup of Red Breasts. Yeah, it's like,
shit. 12 cash ring? Yeah, fuck with that cash ring.
That 15-year-old tastes like shit. I appreciate it for being different from the other Red Breast bottle, but it's like, it's so different that it's not even good. It's not good. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think we said it tasted like it had some raisin or some shit in there. It was like, it's not good at all.
So what do you think that is, though, about the 15 years?
You know, I need to look more into that because it is crazy. Well, maybe one day when quarantine shit ends.
Isn't it just like the wrong year to take the shit out the barrel?
Hey, man, you know me. You know, some people say 18 and over. I go like, fuck that. You need to be at least about 25 and up. I don't even know if I'll date you at 25, to be honest. So damn sure won't drink from you. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. But I don't know what it is with 15-year-old for me, per se. I have just not enjoyed it. I know since you've been on the show and I brought that up, you've been drinking some 15-year-olds with me. And you said you haven't been really enjoying Yoon, I've had him have some whatever, and he said the same thing with me. So I'm going like, okay, maybe this is just the thing we think about here. I'm trying to find more 15-year-olds. I personally don't want to buy them because I don't want to waste my money on some shit I ain't going to enjoy.
No, it'll be a cool show, but it ain't worth the fucking money for that.
No, because the 15-year-olds are fucking expensive. So it's not like these things are like under $50. They're at least about 90 and higher. So it's like, I don't want to, no, thank you. I don't want to be spending $100 on just some shit I ain't going to like. See, it was different when we did the terrible whiskey beer show or whatever. Them spirits didn't cost shit.
Yeah. They're cheap. Yeah.
It didn't cost a goddamn thing or whatever. So, shit. And plus, I already had the, actually, I take that back. That fucking Kiriyoshi did cost $96.
Oh, yeah, they're just going to try to be like a, yeah, we're really Japanese whiskey.
Yeah. So I take that fucking back. That probably was the most expensive, nastiest shit I've ever fucking had in my life, to be honest.
God, that shit was fucking awful.
Shit cost $90 whatever. So and that was the cheap one too, by the way. That was the cheap bottle. So I take that back. So I would go with those, especially Glenmorangie being your favorite. So you're going to stay more in the single malt territories. You can mess with some Cabillon. You got some choices there. But if I got to go with you.
Yeah, man, I'll probably go ahead more towards the Signet or the.
I would say get that, man.
Yeah, I'll probably just do that.
Look, you can't go. The box set of it is gorgeous, the Signet. And look, this is the one time you're going to spend $200 on it. Get the Glenmorangie Signet. I say get it now, too, because, you know, them tariffs on Scotch from overseas shot the fuck up.
Yeah, you're right.
Every time I buy
one. I'm buying one on Friday.
Every time I buy my scotch I buy my scotch overseas now and shit like that shit is high as shit. Glenmorangie Signet, I don't know if it'll go up in price or whatever, but get it at $209 now while you can. $209 is not a bad fucking price for that. The bottle itself is gorgeous, big, beautiful, it's black. It's pretty much everything that I'm not. And you know, it's
the black part, you got that.
Cody, it's even darker than me. I mean, like, it's even blacker than me. I can't even compete with this thing. It's just like, look at it. It's like,
beautiful. Work of art.
It really is, or whatever. I mean, the tip of it is hard, you know.
It got that coming too.
Dude, but it looks prettier than mine. I mean, mine look like some worm or some shit like that, whatever. And this tip is like, ooh, that look like it's smooth to touch or something like that. Mine look like, oh, God just wrapped some clay together and threw that shit against the wall, you know? Somebody's like, for somebody that don't believe in God, you sure do make a lot of God references on this show.
Oh, yes, we do. We'll keep on making
it. I told you, I'm starting to have second beliefs about my belief about it. I think he does.
Hey, he's a big fucking prick.
Hey, it's got to be something now, Cody.
This year,
it's got to be then, right?
Yeah.
So, the appearance on this, you got like a light amber color. It's kind of golden a little bit. It's a light golden amber color. Got the Retort 24-year-old here. I only poured like an ounce too, out of my Glencairn glass too, people. And oh shit,
is it stinging? That little sting sting on there?
It's got like a chewing gum smell to it, like a mint.
Really?
Yeah.
That's different.
Like winter, like a spearmint.
Huh.
Then it fades away, and you get like the hint of vanilla and the pear. You get your fruit flavors. Yeah, it's got like this winter spearmint scent to it or whatever. It's almost like you're chewing some winter fresh gum or something, and it clears out your nose and nostrils. And you know, if you know me, I got terrible fucking allergies, so I need all the things I can take to clear my nose up. Let's go ahead. It's got like this butterscotch taste to it. It's really sweet. Funny enough, the nose is actually stronger than the taste. The finish, it's really light, especially on the bourbon part. Like, there's something there, but it's so light, it just fades away slowly down. Kind of springy. It definitely can taste pear and apple in it. Obviously, this being Orphan Barrel, it's heavy on oak. That's like its main fucking ingredient, actually. I'm getting more of the pear than the apple. It's lacking in something. It doesn't have, for $160, well, at least what I spent, I don't know what people are buying in this bottle now. I guess $200.
You think it's worth that?
It's definitely not worth it. I would give this $80 at the most.
Ooh, those motherfuckers spending $400 up. Jesus Christ.
Yes, and if they buy in the whole collection, that's $3,000. So, you know, shit. I would go, I would even say maybe $100, whatever. I don't think I would go no higher than $100, though. It's not memorable.
Knowing the rating.
It's not memorable. It's fine. It's good, you know. It's funny because it's summertime, and yet this
before you say your rating, I'll take a crack at it.
Take a crack at it. Did you enter the Matrix while we were?
Yes. Let me plug myself in real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. That didn't work on me. You don't even have a plug on your neck. I saw your neck.
That would be worth a try.
Yeah, yeah. I may be an alcoholic, but I remember things, sir. I remember that you did not have a plug, sir, or whatever. So did you look into the future?
Yeah, I'm anticipating a 2-drop.
Well, we will see. It's fine. It's funny because it's bourbon, and I always account bourbon for summer. And it's summer right now. We're in the middle of summer. This doesn't taste like a summer drink. I don't know. It tastes – I would probably drink this more in the winter, per se, like a scotch or something. And I think the nose actually is better than the taste. I think there's a lot more characteristics on the nose. And then when you taste it, you get three main ingredients. Sweet, oak, pear. And I don't think it really lingers outside of that. And the linger is not even there. I had that first linger, like it was really light or whatever, but now it's just like, eh. So it's light. It's really light. I'm not impressed. It's funny because it says finest quality on the fucking bottle too. It's like, that's your finest quality. And then, holy shit there, Jerry. Right. Oh, I guess you can't see it. It says finest quality. Yeah. It's a beautiful bottle. If I can go by the bottle design, whatever. Beautiful bottle. I think all the Orphan Barrel bottles look great. They got what I love about the 24-year-old. I love the funky little design it got with that little bird on the top and shit like that. Funky design. I'd give the bottle design shit. You get a 3 on the bottle.
It does design. Look nice. So I can see.
Very nice bottle. You get a 3 on that bottle design, man. They're looking pretty, but, you know, we don't fully grade just on bottle design. But I throw that in there. I throw that price in there heavily because I don't think this bottle is worth shit. People paying $200+, and I definitely don't think it's worth that. That's for damn sure. We just named a few bottles, and well, I guess it wasn't bourbon, but scotch territory that you can get for $200 at that. Not because of the presentation or anything, but just because it's so delicious, too. We're talking about Glenmorangie, Dalmore, Cavalon. You know, we're talking about these three top brands right here. And, you know, Dalmore and Glenmorangie, they're high up there in the Scotch territory. Retort or Orphan Barrel, I'm not putting them that high in the bourbon territory. I mean, for $200 plus, and some people, I'm looking at it right now. Shit, I'm looking at prices right now. Holy shit. So if you have the Wine Search app, I love that app, by the way, the Wine Searcher app, or just go to the website. So starting in New York, it starts at $229 with shipping, $306. And then after that, in Orange County. Damn, they gave me New York before Orange. Ain't that a bitch? I live in California, people, and they fucking gave me New York locations first because they're cheaper than they are in California. California starts off at $349, the cheapest. And then it goes to $400, and then it goes to $600. With shipping for the one in Van Nuys, if you lived outside the state, costs $800.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what? Let me put the seal back on this cap real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. I think you fucked up.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I really fucked up. Costa Mesa at High Time, they have it for $350. Glendale at Glendale Liquor, they got it for $400. And the Duke Society in Van Nuys has it for $600. Well, Van Nuys can suck a dick on that. I ain't paying no $600 for this shit. It's not memorable. I've already forgotten what I tasted here, to be honest. If I didn't have this bottle sitting up here, I'd probably forget the name. That's probably its biggest fault right there. This is much better than the 23-year-old, though. I had that 23-year-old. That 23-year-old is not the fucking best, actually. I haven't had the new one that came out, but I haven't heard really good things about it neither. Which is the 25-year-old, and I've never had the 20 or 21. I had the 22, which was decent. It's just an overly priced bourbon in a market that there needs to be no overpriced bourbon because it's already oversaturated. So, yeah, I'm not really feeling this, dog, and it's going to get a 1.5.
Oh.
I was on the 2. You were right. You was right on the money. And then the more I started thinking about it, I was just like, that price and its and lack of memorableness just didn't do it for me. I was like, I don't even remember this now. Like, I wouldn't go back to this bottle. So if you came over, I wouldn't even hand you this one or whatever. I mean, especially I'm looking at my shelf over here. It's like, man, I got a lot of $60 bottle bourbons right there that, like,
better
taste much fucking better than that, you know? Hell, matter of fact, I got a bottle right here that tastes better than that. And it's only $50, and we had it before.
Oh, yeah. Moonshine. That's moonshine.
Which, by the way, this is really growing on me now. I really enjoy the fuck.
It's out. Good. This is good stuff.
Really fucking good. Which, by the way, I forgot to tell Cody this too. So I did an interview with the owner of St. Luna. We finally chatted. We were talking, and he was just like, "Let's do a podcast right now." I was like,
"Oh, nice.
Okay, let's do it then." So St. Luna, that probably might go up before this or after. I don't even know now. So yeah, we did about a 30-minute show. We just did a 30-minute show. It's all the time that he had and stuff. And we talked about St. Luna and his spirits and how he made this. Did you know, Cody? Maybe I'll just let you listen to the show, but this started off at 180 proof.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
God. Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
And he even told me, Cody, his name is David.
Whoa.
Yeah. He even told me, Cody, because he tasted it at 180 proof, whatever. He said it was still at its smoothest because of the main ingredients we stuck in that recipe. I was like, wow. I said, I want to try that.
I want that.
180 proof. And I was telling him because I was drinking some while we were talking. And I was drinking. I was like, I'm really enjoying the fuck out of this. But I was like, when it's neat, you can feel that full 100 proof. And he was like, imagine if it's 180 proof now. I was like, I think I'd be going blind. I don't know. I was like, I don't know how that works. So thank you to David Sook and St. Luna Luna Spirits here.
Shout out to them.
It's a really good spirit. I've been drinking this a lot lately too, whatever. I've been like pouring this regularly, especially it's just really good. It's a good product, and hopefully it comes out more in California area so everyone can get it. We talked a lot about, you know, him taking chances with the moonshine instead of going into craft beer or whiskey, which are the two most popular spirits out there right now, and wine too. And he just wanted to challenge himself by going on moonshine. Because I was telling him that moonshine is not really something you see at a bar where you just like, hey, let's go get some moonshine and hang out or something.
There's still big moonshine community, you know, this whiskey, craft beer community, the wine communities. Oh, is it really a moonshine community? I never really heard about that.
If it is, it's not in California. It's not in New York. I would assume it's probably in those southern states, but I don't even know if that's really a community though. So, he took it upon that challenge and found it. And the best thing I could have, I had like five glasses of these while we were talking. it's a great conversational drink. So St. Luna Moonshine, shout out to them for this beautiful bottle right here. And I enjoy this more than this retort 24-year-old over here. So, yeah, I'm lingering between 1.5 and 2. That price is what does it for me. I mean, because I got it for a deal at 160. So it ain't like I even, like you're getting this at 160.
I'm just glad you didn't pay fucking 400 and up like some of these other motherfuckers about to pay.
Jesus, I would Christ. Never. I would not for this. The only bottles I'm spending 400 on these days, whatever, is Suntour. Well, I guess some bourbons. I bought a fucking Booker's 30. Retort, Cavalon, Suntory, and certain bottles of bourbon, whatever. I mean, I just spent fucking $500 on a Cavalon bottle, so and 300 for another one right now. So, but this right here, this ain't even in the class of $400, dude. This ain't even, it's barely reaching $100. This is one of those overly priced whiskeys, once again. That's like Whistle Pig, if you ask me, that's trying to fucking charge you an arm and leg for some shit that's worth $80. And it's like, you're not really giving me an incentive here is why I should spend that or whatever, you know? It's not like their product neither has like a consistency of like some of the best neither. It's like, so why would I spend that in? It's different. Like, I just said I spent $500 on Cavalon. I don't have a problem with that because the consistency I've been having with Cavalon has just been phenomenal. It's great. It's amazing. I've never had a bad Cavalon, and their higher up end stuff just tastes amazing, incredible. So it's like, that's what I want to spend.
Same here. On. Never had a bad Cavalon.
Hey, and if we ever do, you'll hear about it here on the last drop. So no biases here, except for Cavalon. I mean, if you want to, you know.
Cavalon's that shit.
You want to help out?
My favorite. Fact,
I'd rather drink this right now than that retort.
Damn. The ice blue Gatorade.
Yeah. It's more refreshing. I can tell you that right now. At cool blue, Cody. Yeah.
Yeah, you know cool blue, baby.
I cool blue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, with my hair. You know. All right. So yeah. I think I'll stick with the 1.5. I was going to bump it up for a 2 because I was like, but no, I'm not trying to be nice. So.
Yeah. Sound like you're not really digging it.
No. Yeah, and especially, see, I'm happy I got it at 160. I have the bottle. I can say that at least. I have the bottle. Once whoever likes it, I'll give you some. You can pour some, whatever it may be. I have it. I have an expensive bottle here, Cody, that I didn't pay the full price for. That's a win.
Yep, that's a win.
I personally just don't enjoy it myself because I don't think it's that great. I mean, look, I have the Whistle Pig Boss Hog or whatever shit. I don't even like that shit, but I got it for a good deal. So,
yep.
Or good enough deal, per se. So, yeah, so... That's mix and match, people. That is this week's show. Listen to me and David on our St. Luna show. I'm trying to figure what day I'm going to post that, by the way. I should post it probably today. I should just post it right now. But yeah, we talked for about, like I said, 30 minutes. Good show. We just talked about this, the process he went into to making this. He literally bought the ingredients, which I thought was cool. So, and we just talked about how the process of moonshine was made and all that stuff. So it's a good show. This one here is probably a good show because obviously we're on it. And, you know, no arrogance at all. No arrogance at all. Just, you know.
Not at all.
Respect, you
Not
know.
At all.
Yeah. So that has been Mix and Match Week here, people. You got some beer. You got some whiskey.
Yes, sir.
And you got that sunlight, you know. And you're not wearing a mask
right now.
Yeah. You're not wearing no mask anyway outside. So, you know what? Go outside. Enjoy yourself, bitch. You know, shoot. Like Rick James, enjoy yourself. Celebration, bitch. You out there partying it up anyway, right, Cody?
Yeah.
And, man, so I guess since we don't have to do a show next week because I already got 2 shows. So, so we get a week off in here if you want.
Get a break.
Yeah, we get a break. So get up to this time to collect our thoughts and eat some M&Ms and come back for Whiskey Week in August, which
that's right.
Yeah, August is one of those long months again, so we got 5 weeks
hopefully
there.
I should have that Signet bottle by then too. So I just won't be part of the show. I was drinking along with you.
He's got some Glenmorangie
whiskey. Yeah,
watch he gets the wrong one to get.
The wrong fucking bottle.
He gets LaSante. He be like, man, this is what he told me to get, baby, LaSante.
Why is it got an L on here?
Yeah, it looked just like that bottle you gave me that one time that I didn't enjoy, you know?
Shit.
Fool, I said Signet. It says LaSante Signet right here. Like, shit. Hey, look, what do I know, bitch? They all say Glenmorangie on it. Shit, where the fuck
Fucking hey, one good ring, you had them all, baby. Come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, baby, shit. Shit, you could take $200 and probably buy four bottles of Glenmorangie. You get the 10, the 12, the You could just do that.
I want that, like, that one bottle, yeah. though. Like, that one, like, legit fucking.
Because I think the 15-year-old Glenmorangie that just came out, it's in a blue box. I think that one is running for, like, $100-something or $90-something. I was thinking of getting that one, but I was like, I really want to spend $100. The reviews on it ain't been that great. And I was like, not that I give a shit about the reviews because I like Glenmorangie anyway, but like it was just something after that LaSante one we had that one time. It's like,
yeah, didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut.
It made me go like, yeah, I guess all Glenmorangie ain't that great.
Now all of them raise their credit equally. Everybody can't be Cavalon.
Hey, man, you know, we were planning on going back to that. I guess that ain't going to be happening because I was going to have a Glenmorangie show, but I guess that ain't going to be happening. Not this year, at least. So.
Not this year.
Probably not till summer next year, I'm assuming, right?
That seems to be the ballpark, summer 2021.
Unless Orange County fucks that up, too. So. Can't win them all, Cody.
No, I can't. No, you cannot.
So, with that said, and by the way, I fucked up that ending too again. That livers, god damn, dude. Like, I gotta write that shit down.
I don't even remember. What'd you say?
I said,
last week's show?
No, I'm talking about on the interview one day I did. I was like, man, baby, sit your ass down, David. Let me show you
how to. See, I wasn't there. That's why you fucked
up. That's why it threw me off. threw me the fuck off. I looked directly at him like, you know this. Yeah. Come on now. Toast me, baby. And then it dawned on me, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Oh, one other thing, too. Damn, I'm blanking now. Download the CastBox app.
Oh, yes. Because we want to read your comments and your questions, folks. So,
yeah, go on Apple there. Sucks.
Yeah, fuck Apple. Go on there. Please leave comments, questions. I do miss. That's the only thing I miss about the old podcast is we used to read all comments and questions.
Yes.
I miss that a lot, actually.
Art of Lunatic left a comment there, and he was the one that he said the same thing you just said. He was like, oh, man, he's like, just like the old days, I miss putting questions in and stuff like that for you guys. And I was like, well, you know what? I that's when I started searching the globe, if you will, for all the apps that were on and stuff. And I was like, I ain't doing that website shit again. Yeah. And I noticed Apple was fucking us royally, by the way.
Yes, with a strap on.
Yeah, because I've been talking to a lot of people lately, you know, out of state friends and shit like that. I just wanted to check up on them, and they were all telling me, hey, I left a review on your podcast on that way. I don't see it up there. Can you see it on your end? I'm like, ain't that a bitch? So I just decided, I'm going to contact Apple about that shit. And they sent me this bullshit ass fucking, the fuck did it they really send is me? Bullshit.
That's a fuckery of an email I've ever saw one.
They literally wrote me back too, whatever. They said, hello, JB. Thank you for contacting us. Reviews are evaluated on a case-by-case basis. That first line already right there just took me. I was just like, what the fuck does that even reviewed by a case-by-case basis? Dude, I didn't know we were voting here. I thought it was just a fucking platform for podcasts to leave reviews on, you know? And are subject to removal at Apple's discretion. So I don't even have control of it. So if you think comments and stuff are getting deleted because me is doing it, no. That's Apple. It's all fucking Apple. Okay? They're the ones running that dictatorship they call a company. Okay? It's not me at all. Yes, and if Cody knows his best, I don't ever delete comments. I used to get some of the nastiest shit written to me on movies.
We got a lot of crazy shit on okay? that show.
Yeah, exactly. And I never deleted or not read any of them. I read, made sure I read every one of them, and I never deleted them, whatever and stuff, because I did believe in, like, if you had a negative criticism, unlike some people,
Is he still alive?
Guess where he lives?
Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Of course he does. Of course. From Ohio to Florida. I see no difference.
I think Florida might be worse. I think Florida might be worse.
No, it is.
Without a doubt.
Is it hotter?
Yeah, this has got more sunlight.
Yeah.
I think he lives in Jacksonville, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's like, I was like, oh, man, that's like a
sad word. More Orlando, some shit like
that. He's like one of them big cities, too, whatever. And it's like,
or fucking Tampa Bay or something.
Shit. I think he moved out there for some chick, too.
Jesus. Okay. Continue.
which, by the way, he ain't even with no more. Let that be a rude awakening, people. Don't ever move for a significant other. Unless you're like already with them, you lived in the same state, whatever, and stuff. And like, say she got
at least a 5-year minimum, y'all been together.
Yeah, and like she's like got a job, or she got like a job, or you got a new job or something.
Then okay, I can kind of get it.
Thank you. Yeah. Then that would
be. This is some shit you've been doing for like 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, what are you doing?
Yeah. Cody knows a girl that gives me shit about that in Miami. Oh, I won't say her name, but she for not coming out there and visiting her or whatever. I'm like, I'm not visiting. I ain't going nowhere. So, yeah. So, I think actually that's why we have arguments, to be honest with you. I don't even know why we have like an army, to be honest with you. So, but I will never move for nobody. So, not for that person. It says, per our terms and conditions, though, Apple may monitor and decide to remove any submitted material, including but not limited to objectionable, offensive, unlawful, deceptive, or harmful content, spam, and confidential information. It's a fucking review. What are they talking about? Confidential information. Apes, did you know in the last drop, I got word that next week they're going to be talking about whiskey. Did you know that? Let's keep that between me and you, though.
Dumbass fucking Apple. Fuck Apple, dude.
And then it writes here, it's got the audacity to put, thank you for understanding our policies and for your continued support of the Apple.
I didn't understand shit. I didn't agree. No, what the fuck? I didn't say thanks. I know. What the fuck? I didn't say, hold on.
Hold on a minute, player. I ain't going to say shit now. No. I didn't agree to none of this shit. What are you talking about? I wrote you
an email. Understand. No, fuck you.
I wrote you an email talking shit down about why my reviews ain't going. You sent me an email.
I'll tell you another one for that thank you bullshit.
This shit bothering the fuck out of me right now.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, I don't understand the goddamn thing. What I need you to understand is post these fucking reviews.
Like I told you in text, every other detail I hear about this shit, it pisses me off more and fucking more. Like I told you, I was about to buy a MacBook Pro. Fuck them. I might go Surface Pro now for fucking Windows. I might do that.
You might as well.
At this point, there's lots of fucking customer.
If I didn't already have Apple products, whatever, like if I was on the verge of like buying something new, whatever, I was just like, I'm not fucking buying Apple. Okay. Like that is
this is bullshit.
And you know what sucks about that, too? Bullshit. You said it best when we was texting each other. That's the biggest fucking podcast platform, too.
Yeah. People listen to podcasts, where do they go? Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. I mean, shit, look at our stats or whatever. Every time I show you the numbers or whatever, it's always Apple Podcasts. Just like here and everywhere else is just like, they're getting something there or whatever and stuff. So it's like.
And we can't get fucking reviews on there. So we can't. Fuck.
I've had six people tell. I've had one person write his review at least four times. His actually made it through too, and whatever. And he wrote his four fucking times. Like people don't want to do that shit. Like first of all, people don't want to write reviews in the first fucking place. They don't want to write in the first fucking place.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't even do it. So shit.
I don't do it either.
So the fact that people are actually going and leaving the fucking reviews, and then the shit's not even fucking going up. It's like, why would I do that shit a second fucking time? I was like. I'm not doing it again or whatever. Fuck that. It's not like they save and copy it and say, would you like to try it again later? No, that shit vanishes or whatever. Like, shit just goes away. So it's like, damn, I wrote a long-ass paragraph talking about how cool these dudes were or whatever, and that shit ain't even shown. I ain't doing that again. Fuck that. I did that once, actually, where I wrote, like, a review. I forgot who it was. That shit never showed. It did the same shit. And I just assumed, oh, maybe it was my computer or something like that, or maybe I had an internet bag. Now I know the Apple rules. They're like, nah, that wasn't me, whatever and shit. And she was just trying to get me, oh, you want to write it again? I was just like, I got to be honest with you. I really don't want to write it. I didn't want to write it the first time. I was just trying to help a sister out. But but after hearing this shit, I'm like.
So I wondered, though, like after you post a review, does Does Apple give you something that's saying like this may be subject review about? Says it. Fuck these dudes, man.
I can't say recently, but from the last time I left that one review, which
was, as usual people do, they say this whatever you wrote is maybe subject to review and certification from whatever company, blah 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 blah.
See, this is why I never give you that. From the last time I did it, no, I didn't get that. And that was like 3-4 years ago, and I didn't get that. So no. Or three, it was about 3 years ago. Yeah, I didn't get that shit.
Yeah, give it a service, bro. Fuck Apple.
So this is the same problem I had with fucking Facebook when they kicked me off of shit and then talk about provide identification, show us an identifier. I was like, you can suck my dick. Okay, you're a social media site. Okay, I ain't giving you shit. Okay. Same with this thing. You're a fucking podcast platform. Okay. What the fuck are you talking about? A case by case basis that we review in these? What? That don't make no goddamn sense. You should let Apple, you should let people post the reviews, and me as the content creator, I should be able to tell you, hey, this review right here is, what are the terms they use? Offensive, unlawful, harmful, content spam, or whatever the fuck they want to say it is, whatever. And then you go ahead and delete it. That's what you want to do. But don't sit up here and talk about, we have a team, which is probably robots, by the way. It's probably not even a fucking team. It's probably literally a fucking computer doing that shit. And they're saying, we have a team here, and we go through every review. Now, I'd love to have that job, by the way. We have a team here that just sits here and fucking review reviews, literally, and say, you know what? I don't like that one. I never heard no shit like this before. It's like, what? Whatever. Fuck you, Apple. They're really not going to like our reviews now, because they're going to be like, well,
how dare. I ain't supporting motherfuckers no more.
How dare you say fuck us? Whatever.
I've been off the Apple shit for a while anyway. I was about to buy a fucking MacBook. Now I'm like, fuck these dudes.
How dare that fucking JB? We gave him a thank you for understanding our policies email, and he fucking repays us by saying fuck us? No, fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, buddy. Yeah. How did that feel? Yeah, buddy.
Well, that's Layla and people. CastBox, look it up. Leave them comments, leave them questions.
Yeah. And it's real simple, too. You go there, you go there. I created a profile. You can find me on there, JB. And you can find the podcast on there. Type in The Last Drop. You click on the podcast, whatever, and it'll say episode details, which is basically the summarize. And then it'll give you some podcast recommendations. The Joel Osteen podcast. What the fuck that can do with us?
He has a podcast?
Why would that be?
Just record his little ministries, ceremonies, whatever. And then
why would that be similar to us?
How is that motherfucker still going? A fuck con artist. How the fuck? That's another story.
Yeah, so right. CastBox is calling us con artists.
Shit, is he on Apple Podcast too? That'd be a big fucking oxymoron right there. That motherfucker. Violate all kinds of codes of conduct.
Oh, if he's on CastBox, yeah, he's definitely on Apple Podcast and whatever and shit.
Okay.
So these are similar shows to ours, Cody. I love this one.
We do talk about God a lot, so I guess that's what they, I guess that's how the algorithm figured that out.
I'm glad they're listening. Making Sense with Sam Harris.
Yeah.
Hey, we make sense every week.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know who the fuck Sam Harris is. Is that the musician?
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
And then the No Sleep podcast. I know I get a lot of sleep now.
I get a decent amount of sleep.
I sleep a lot now. Shit. I love it. Stay in quarantine forever. Welcome to Night Vale. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That sounds like one of those serial podcasts, like those story based podcasts.
I was reading the synopsis. It says a twice monthly community updates for the small desert town of Night Vale. It sounds like some King Fall stuff.
I was about to say King's Fall. Yeah,
which is funny because I don't like a small desert town, so that...
That's a no. That's a no for me, dog.
Who the fuck is going to live there? You might as well go to fucking Victorville then. And the last one is The Herd with Colin Coherd.
Oh, Colin, yeah. I know about that. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio, people. So
yeah.
I talk UFC sometimes, so yeah, I guess, yeah, we do to the sport. So, all right. That's probably the only one. Oh, and Making Sense that I would agree then. So I guess the God one too, Joel Osteen. Yeah. So I guess we should start ringing in the religious people.
Yeah,
I'm listening to us.
You should.
Yes.
We accept all religions, creeds, and races, and all of that. We don't discriminate here.
I would love to get a negative review now about how we don't like God on Apple Podcasts reviews and be like, how come that made it through?
That's the only one that made it through.
How did that make it through right there? So you go to episodes, details, and then it'll have a comment section. And right there, you can add a comment in there. Art a Lunatic left one right there. He says, well, if it ain't the most diabolical scum mother. And guess what? CastBox did not delete it.
Thank you, CastBox.
Thank you. CastBox is a really small platform. I guess it's pretty large, actually. But not a lot of people use it, per se, over like Google, Spotify, Apple, whatever it may be. But go ahead and go over to CastBox. Go to any platform, really. But if you want to leave your comments and questions and you want us to read it, because one day we might just do a quarantine Q&A show and just drink. So I guess basically it'll be mix and match of questions. Basically. What is a mix and match these days on this show, though, now? So go over there and leave some questions and comments, whatever. And you never know. You know, maybe your question will get read. Please don't ask us no bullshit-ass questions, though, because that was one thing I used to hate about them questions. You can get a lot of bullshit-ass questions.
I think most of that was just based off the movie stuff, though.
And stand that shit.
I think we're better off now.
Who do you think is going to be the best Batman?
We'll get shit like that no more. Yeah, that's not going to happen. At least I hope not. I would assume not.
Somebody going to troll us now. We're going to get that shit.
what do you think about Michael Keaton coming back as Batman, playing Batman at the same time Robert Pattinson's playing Batman?
What?
What did you hear about that?
I don't follow movie shit.
What? Yeah, Michael Keaton. Yeah, never mind. Whatever.
That sounds like some fan shit. That sounds like some fan made shit. Just, yeah. Why every movie shit you tell me now just sound like some fan shit that someone came up with? It's just like, what? So anyway, though, people, now we get in the show. CastBox over there, St. Luna, and fuck Apple reviews. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Apple, period.
Still send them in if you can. You know, maybe yours.
Yeah, maybe one will go through.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe one. This is like Russian roulette now at this point, whatever. Maybe yours will get through.
We'll read all those at the end of the year show. Apple reviews.
Yeah. Because Apple owes me about eight fucking reviews that I know about that didn't get fucking posted. So, and it's funny enough because my homegirl in Connecticut, she told me that I wrote everything nice in there. She was like, I was saying how funny. I was just like, how the fuck that didn't get approved? Because I was asking if you used any swear words or anything like that. She's like, no, I didn't swear.
I ain't support Apple no more, fucking dude.
So they don't want to support us, whatever. See, this goes back to our conspiracy before we start doing this again, trying to keep the young black male in the podcast community. They don't like us. We stand for everything that they despise, whatever and shit. So fuck them, man. So once again, I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather, craft beer, Cody.
This has been the last drop mix and match weekend. Like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.